Welcome aboard, listeners. Oh, I lost my co-host. She's gone. If you can't see her or me, that's because you aren't joining us every Thursday night over on Pop Culture Pros on their Facebook, on their YouTube, on their Twitter is where you can find us typically every Thursday. It's a Monday and we've kind of had some chaos in our house, so we're recording on a Monday today. Gabrielle, are you there?
Listen, I gotta be honest with you. This popcorn. Oh, sorry, my microphone's over here. I'm a hot mess. Okay, first off, I put my popcorn in a Mickey bowl just for you guys, the viewers.
Wow.
Also, I just had like 17 kernels stuck in my teeth, and that was not going to fly for the next however long. So I had to go get a floss just to be prepared.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when this was starting up. I was like, I hope I don't have any popcorn kernels in my teeth. I was nice enough to share my bag of popcorn with my wife. You're welcome, Gabrielle.
I said thank you, and you literally said you weren't going to eat it all.
Yeah, I made it, and I was like, I hope Gabrielle's hungry, because I don't want to eat all of this.
I also got my Starbucks cup. I feel yeah, so you do with these cups, but I think this is the only one that we paid full price for.
Did we get that one at Dizzy?
All the other ones we got from
Katie.
I think Cast Connections.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? Mm-hmm. You might be right. Welcome back to Skyline Reviews, everyone. Like I said, it's been a few weeks. We have been busy with this little thing called life. And Gabrielle has just been busy drinking hot chocolate. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Listen.
Huh.
Costco has a 50-pack. I don't know if they still do.
50-pack.
Of hot chocolate packets for $8. I got that like over a month ago, and we're probably still, I say we have like half the box left.
Yeah, you aren't even halfway through that thing. Good for you.
Every time I go back there to get another one, I'm always worried that like I'm almost out, and there's still so many in there.
I know. I stuck my hand in there for the first time tonight, and I was like, there's actually a lot in here.
And it was crazy. $8. That's amazing.
A steal, if you will. You haven't missed much news-wise, dear listener. Gabrielle, those are some sweet dance moves. The only things news-wise that we've really missed, Blizzard Beach opened yesterday or the day before, finally, with the new Frozen details. They do look quite cute. I've never been to a Walt Disney World theme park.
Theme park?
Water park.
I thought... Okay, so I only saw that it was, like, going to be a Frozen redo, but I assumed it would be, like, a whole revamp, and it's, like, already done.
No.
That's lame.
Yeah. It's just, like, little details here and there. Fantasmic is back, which we kind of talked about. There was a whole-ass hurricane last week that I didn't talk about. I'm sorry. Hurricane Nicole. It was a tropical storm by the time it got inland. Didn't do any damage. I think the parks were probably closed for like a couple hours here or there when they opened. I think that was Thursday. I don't remember. But didn't do any significant damage. Nothing was done, but we appreciate the safety first initiative brought on by Disney. The only real other notable thing I have news-wise is they put inclusive dolls in It's a Small World. Like, they have some in handicap wheelchairs and stuff like that, which I thought was really cool.
It's our blessed year, 2022, and they're just now putting dolls in wheelchairs.
Yes, that is correct.
You failed me, Walt Disney.
His head is turning.
All his head so cryogenic, I can speak to him.
And it's cryogenic space.
Honestly, popcorn is like a 3 out of 10 snack.
Do what?
Popcorn is like a 3 out of 10 snack.
It's healthier. That's why I picked it.
It just gets so like stuck in your teeth, stuck everywhere.
Yeah.
Complain about it. The lighting is not hitting in this room either.
It isn't. We're redoing our living room. Gabrielle typically has some frames behind her.
Can't you tell? The wall's painted.
Yeah. The wall is blue, not gray. Those will be new couches when you see us next week.
Our dingy couch. There'll be new pillows.
New pillows?
No, because we never gave you a room tour. That'd be weird. You guys don't need to know what our house looks like.
No,
unless
just
you're our friends, then you've probably been here.
Just know that our living room is being redone right now.
Our living room looks like a frat house.
Currently it does, yeah.
Like, our couch came from her grandma, and this chair was, the chair was like a Facebook marketplace, and our entertainment center came from Target for like $30. That, get that chain off of your dog. That's going to be very annoying.
She's just trying to get some popcorn.
It looks like a frat house, though.
It's going to look like together. It is. We got a new rug from Ruggable. It's a Star Wars rug. Has a couple X-Wings on it, which is really cool. It's like a an Art Deco thing.
The entire thing is X-Wings.
Yeah. Looks really cool, though. I picked it out.
It's the only thing I let her pick out.
I hope pick out the couches.
I mean, we both sat on them.
We sat on a lot of couches on Sunday. Saturday.
Our boys were very good. We let them play on their tablets the whole time.
They did such a great job.
Everyone complimented them.
Yeah, because they had a tablet in their hand. They're like, oh my god, they're so good. I'm like, yeah, you take that tablet out of their hand, it's chaos.
That's what I don't understand. Like, how can your kid be bad with a tablet in their hand?
And then that one lady was like, my kid would have a phone and a tablet and still not be satisfied. I'm like, that sounds like a you problem.
You don't scare your kid enough.
Very true. Should we talk about the reason we're here tonight? We have gathered you here tonight to talk about.
I have to go for a minute.
Where are you going? Oh, she really left. We have gathered you here tonight.
I'm back.
First, before we do all of this, I need to do two things.
I have to look at the Google Doc and make sure you're on track.
The first thing I have to do is a big shout out to Pop Culture Pros. That is the podcast network that Skyliner Views is a part of. Our team is amazing, and we are really lucky to be a part of them. We are very thankful. So after you're done listening to Skyliner Views, head over to Pop Culture Pros. Give their YouTube a visit. Visit their page on whatever podcast app you use. And check out some of the other shows. There's some pretty good ones on there. Second, I need to tell you about this great, great thing down in Orlando, Florida. You do not have to take your stroller to Walt Disney World. You can have my friend Lee bring you a stroller to your resort. All you have to do is go to OrlandoForFamilies.com. Lee and his team will get your information, get your resort, your arrival time, your departure time, where you'll be at, and so forth. He will meet you there with a stroller and a free case of water. And then he will meet you there when you leave. And he will not pick up your free case of water. You can keep that. But he will pick up your stroller.
I feel like that free case of water is kind of clutch, though. Like, I'm all for bringing the reusable water bottles and, like, filling those up. But sometimes you're, like, in a rush, especially if you have kids and need that stroller. Like, you're trying to get everybody in line out the door. And you're like, oh, shit, where's the closest, like, station to fill the water bottles. Like, we're already 100 people are ahead of us in line for the Skyliner. Like, we just got to get somewhere. Just grab a few bottles of water. You can fill it up after you've rope dropped some rides. Like, those water bottles can come in clutch.
I almost texted Lee on our last trip and been like, yo, we don't really need a stroller, but can you just bring us a case of water, please?
Yeah, like, I get that case of water.
And like, yeah, and it's free.
In your fridge, you already have cold water there. Like, you don't have to go find ice. And then, because that's also the annoying thing. You got to fill it up at the ice station, and then you have to go find the water. Like, it's not worth it.
No. So, and also, what is not worth it is taking your stroller to the airport. If you can get away with...
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah, we took our stroller because we are freaking amateurs. We took our stroller. We were a hot mess through TSA. I don't know how they let us through. But we made it. And after that, Gabrielle and I agreed never again. We had a stroller, two car seats, two suitcases, all our backpacks, just shit. And our 4 and 5 year olds, they don't want to carry stuff. So I think next time we're going to skip the stroller, probably get with Lee, rent us a stroller with him. That way we can just have our stroller at Disney. We don't have to travel with it anywhere.
I definitely think there's a time and a place for a stroller in an airport, and that was not it.
No, I definitely think there's a time and a place for a stroller, and in the airport is not it.
Well, for a 4 and a 5 year old, that was not it. If you have like a 1 and a 2 year old, you need the stroller. We did not need the stroller.
I mean, it was nice having our kids strapped down, but
we needed it definitely saved us money, but it wasn't necessary. We could have forked over the however much it would have cost when we got there.
When Lee listens to this episode, he's going to scoff at us and be like, I told you.
Yeah, he can say, I told you so.
Yeah, we will gladly listen.
We learned that lesson the hard way.
Yeah, for sure. So head over to OrlandoForFamilies.com. Tell Lee Skyliner View sent you. And also, they have a YouTube page where they kind of vlog and do the thing that families do. That YouTube page is called Theme Park Ohana. Gabrielle, do you have anything else before we dive into our topic?
No, but I want to just say, we did not... Well, you can introduce our topic, and then I want to say something, actually, because you have not introduced our topic.
Our topic tonight, we are talking about traditions we have when we go to Walt Disney World, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be like a tradition, but it's like the things that we must do when we go.
I feel like tradition covers it better.
Yeah. So what were you going to say, Gabrielle?
We did not discuss these together.
We did not.
We each made our own list, and just now I put my list at the bottom of Ashley's list, and I'm seeing most of ours overlapped, and Ashley went very strongly on the food side of this.
I did. I couldn't think of anything else.
Traditions are food.
Bro, I love food. Human garbage disposal. Right here. Go ahead.
You have more things, so you're going to start us off.
We'll start off with the food ones, just to kind of get those out of the way. The first one I have is our arrival day, which I like to think that there's numerous things that go into this. But whenever we do arrive, we make sure that we get to a Skyliner resort and take the Skyliner to the pizza window at the boardwalk.
That is something. Even if it's closed.
I hate talking about that situation, but I will say it. I will die on this hill. Check the dining times before you get on the Skyliner. Make sure there are windows for you to pick up.
Yeah.
Because we did not. And we found that out the hard way. And we were very mad. I was very mad.
At least it was just me and you that were mad. We had packed enough snacks for the boys that they were just whatever. And they were happy to be on the Skyliner at Disney. But, like, we were over it.
Yeah, we were both ready for bed at that point.
We were not feeling the Disney magic.
Also, the pizza window is just a good price. You can get a whole ass pizza for, what, $25 probably?
Yeah, I'd say $25, $30.
Yeah, and that'll feed your whole family. It fed a family. It fed me and you.
I feel like we got that too.
I was about to say, did we get two? But it fed me, you, my mom, my little brother, and then your parents and your little brother. So it fed 6 people.
They probably do come in, they're big slices, so they probably come in 6 slices.
Yeah. I highly recommend it, even if it's not on your traditions or your arrival day kind of sequence that you have. I highly recommend taking a visit to the pizza window.
It's not like Disney, like cheapo fast food pizza kind of thing. Like, it's actually really good pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the overly cheesed, overly cooked Disney pizza. It's like...
And, like, it's on a boardwalk. Like, there's other things you can see and do along there, and, like, you can sit and watch. It's a good people-watching spot. When it's open. Don't go when it's closed. Yeah, then you're just mad.
Also, if you go in the evening, you can kind of see the boardwalk entertainment. If they've brought it back yet, you can see the magicians and the mind readers and the jugglers and all that kind of stuff on the boardwalk. And that is really cool. Do you have anything else to say about the pizza window?
No. It was really good.
The next thing I have, I guess it's not just in this one place, but we get it in numerous places. We always get poutine. We get poutine at the Daily Poutine at Disney Springs. We get poutine at Epcot at the Food and Wine Festival. I think those are the only two places we've gotten it, right?
They have poutine outside of the Food and Wine Festival.
Do they?
Yeah. The poutine is year-round. They just have the
special.
Yeah.
At the refreshment port. Your first...
I am, like, dying.
Are you okay?
My knee itches like no other.
That's fun.
I can't even describe how bad it itches.
Last time we went, 2 months ago, I got the pizza poutine at the Daily Poutine.
It
wasn't my favorite. Oh, did you get the pizza poutine?
Back up.
Beep, 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 beep.
Thank you.
I'm back.
We have talked about getting... They have, like, the pizza poutine, the, like, normal... just gravy and cheese, and then some other one.
They have a Hispanic one. It's called, like, frites or something.
Yeah, and we've talked about trying the other ones forever. Like, I can't even remember how long. So we finally got the pizza one, and I will not be getting it again.
Did not slap. Things that aren't it. Should have added that to our episode last week.
Yeah.
Or last episode. Good.
And that poutine is not my favorite.
They have, like, the big steak fries, don't they?
Yeah, the fries are too fat, and, like, I just don't like it.
I
much prefer the Epcot poutine. I get that every single time we go to Epcot.
If we step foot in Epcot, Gabrielle's getting poutine. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. I do not care what we ate when we're eating again. I don't care.
Gabrielle will have poutine in her hands.
I, like, haul ass to get that poutine.
She does. She'll put off her whole appetite, too. Like, if we don't have any dining reservations that day, I'll be like, oh, do you want to grab lunch? No, I'm saving for poutine. Oh, okay, great. I'm trying to see what the
Our last day there, our last park day, when we park hopped over to Epcot at 2 o'clock, and I got that Guardians of the Galaxy... Cosmic Rewind, what's it called? What's the...
Lightning Lane.
Yeah, I got the Lightning Lane for it. I got my poutine immediately before it. That probably wasn't the best idea. For anyone else that has any kind of motion sickness, I would not suggest.
I definitely do not suggest.
Yeah, I don't have motion sickness, so I was fine. But we scoffed down some poutine. And then we immediately went and rode that Guardian of the Galaxy. But we hauled ass to get that poutine in the rain. It was fun.
All for you, Gabrielle. I'm trying to find the special poutine they had.
It's just called, like, Italian poutine that has, like, pizza sauce and, like, sausage maybe.
No, I'm sorry. The poutine from Refreshment Port at Epcot. The Food and Wine. Oh, here we go. Refreshment Outpost. Nope, that's not it. Refreshment Port. It was braised beef poutine with boursin and garlic and fine herbs, cheese sauce, cheese curds, and gherkin relish. That was the kiss of death for me. Everything was good on it, but the gherkin relish. That was not good.
I forgot you got that.
Yeah. Gabrielle got the traditional poutine, which, as always, slaps. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Beer braised...
No. If you are recreating this poutine, which we have done since
Gabrielle has the formula, together, damn it.
That, what's it, the Borson?
Yeah, it's called, oh shit.
Is that what it's called? Borson? Jeez. They have a big sign. I literally took a picture of it. She a did. Big sign in front of the refreshment port called, it's called Borson cheese. That is what makes it the Epcot poutine. Like
Borson, garlic, and fine herbs cheese sauce.
Yeah. It's just like a block of cheese. It's what they just like slap a chunk on. That
it's
is
like a dollop almost.
Yeah. They sell it at Aldi if you have an Aldi local to you. Man. That I finally figured it out. You got to have them thin shoestring fries and that Borson cheese. That Oof. Is what makes it.
That's where it is.
I forgot I got some of them fries. Man.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't tomorrow. Made it yet.
Well, somebody didn't get gravy in their grocery shopping trip.
I got it when we went to Walmart. When we stopped at Walmart yesterday.
Yeah, but you're supposed to use it for your next meal.
I don't use a whole jar. Anyways, last thing on my foodsies traditions that we have is Gabrielle, no matter what time of day, we will be eating tachos at Woody's Lunchbox. 9:25 a.m. when that first window opens up
for it's usually food. In the, well, it has to be in the morning so I can get the breakfast version.
We are eating tachos. I eat the lunch one. Yeah. At 9 a.m. I do not give a shit. It's so good. I am downing a Blue Moon and a tachos at 9 a.m. No regrets.
Yeah, I'm really impressed that they sell the lunch version for breakfast. Because, yeah, I like the breakfast version that because I just get the brisket gravy and the potato barrels. But, yeah, you go like full send on the lunch version.
They're no lucky that I'm not, like, shitting my pants by 10:30. Because it's real good and it's a lot of taco meat and things like that.
It sure is.
I love the tachos. I remade them the other night. They were good. And you know what I did to them? Instead of Fritos, I put Doritos in them. And they were really good. Highly recommend Doritos instead of Fritos.
I don't eat them, so.
You're lost. What is something you had on your list, Gabrielle?
The first thing on my list, which I know is also on your list, but I'm stealing it. I have chocolate-covered marshmallows made at Goofy's Candy Co. I know you have treats at Goofy's Candy Co. on yours. Recently returned since the COVID is over at Disney World in Florida. Specifically, COVID doesn't exist anymore.
Thank you for specifying. I appreciate that.
At Goofy's Candy Co., you can create your own treats there. I can smash some chocolate-covered marshmallows. That was, like, my favorite thing at Disney Springs is going there. Like, literally anywhere, I love chocolate-covered marshmallows. So I go there, and I'm boring as hell, and I literally just get the chocolate on the marshmallows. And they're always like, are you sure this is all you want? You don't want, like, sprinkles or something?
You're like, no, just give me here. Just give me here.
No, I just want chocolate on the marshmallows.
And you're paying $6.75 for this? Yeah. Yeah, I am.
I will say, though, this last time I got the cake bite instead of the chocolate-covered marshmallow. And the cake bite, I think it comes as a Mickey head, and the ears are marshmallows. So it was a 2-for-1. I got my chocolate-covered marshmallows, and I got a cake bite.
I didn't know that.
I told you about it when we were there, but you have memory problems. Mm-hmm. But and it was the same price. I think it actually might have been a dollar more than the marshmallows, but like that one, I'll probably be doing that from now on. But a favorite tradition is making those treats there because it's essentially the same price as just buying a treat, like buying a bag of candy, buying whatever, a Rice Krispie treat.
And it's more fun. Like, I know the boys were freaking out watching them stand there and see whose treat they were making, and they were got to pick what goes on it and what they got and whatnot. And it was just fun. Everyone liked making their own treats, and it wasn't that expensive, and yada yada.
I think that doing that gives you some control over what's going on. I feel like when you get down to Disney, once you're there, things get out of control. And you go to Goofy's Candy Co., you just make whatever you want, you have a say in all of it, and all is right in the world. These are my thoughts. Thank you for coming. When we go to Goofy's Candy Co., I get a white chocolate covered marshmallow with some white chocolate drizzle and some sprinkles. I am also very lame.
You always get a Rice Krispie treat.
Mm-hmm.
You said marshmallow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Rice Krispie treat. This year they had 50th celebration sprinkles. Super messy. Very good.
I feel like you always get a Rice Krispie treat. And you eat about one third of it, and then it sits in the fridge until I throw it away before we leave.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
I'll let you keep doing it, but
I appreciate that. Tradition. Thank you. I just know that you recognize that I do that. Thank you.
This year, though, because we got those cake pops, and there was four cake pops.
Oh.
And, like, they were huge cake pops. They were, like, I took, like, three settings to finish it. The boys ate on it, like, every night they were there. Like, and then they were chocolate, so Ashley wanted to eat hers, so I ate hers, too. And then we had the treats we made from Goofy's, and that was, like, all the chocolate we made. Like, that was all the sweets we got. And by the end of the week, like, I was just shoving that down everybody's throats to try and eat it all before we left. Like, I remember that last day. Like, the boys were still standing there eating their cake pops.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember that right before bed.
Yeah, there was so much. Because we would get back. We wouldn't get back till, like, 9 o'clock. And that's when they kept noticing it. Like, you're not going to eat a cake pop at 9 o'clock at night. Just go to bed.
Good night. Oh, you can see the white paint from where I took the bar down.
Good job.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
My only thing with Goofy's is you got to eat that shit when you make it because it just gets forgot about when it goes in the fridge when you get back to your room.
Yeah, especially because you've stuffed your face all day at the parks and you're tired. And the last thing you want to do is eat. But you got to. You got to power through it.
Yeah.
Something that I do, I don't know, Gabrielle probably already knows this. I do it when we're at home too, but the second we step foot into our resort, I always turn on the Walt Disney World Today Resort TV. It makes me feel like I am at Disney, in a Disney resort, feeling the magic, and it soothes me. So I do that. That is a tradition that I have.
And like I said, turn the air down as low as it goes, which is now apparently 68 degrees.
Which is not eco-friendly.
Save the environment.
Disney's Go Green initiative. Another tradition that I have, I definitely get very pouty about 2 days before we need to leave. I just get sad.
That is great for our trip.
Yeah, great for the morale of my family, if anything. Do it last time.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. We had too much going on for me to realize that I could be sad. Maybe that's the trick. We take our kids. Crazy.
Hell no.
What's something on your list, Gabrielle?
Oh, my phone keeps shutting off. Hold on. The next one on my list is going for our birthdays. I feel like 9 times out of 10, we go for around one of our birthdays. Both because, can you not? It is a low time for crowds, and it's just fun to be there for your birthday. Like, I like to wear the birthday pins and get the free stuff and really milk at all.
They've really kind of dulled back on the free stuff with the pins, which I'm not mad at. It's Disney. I do not expect free shit just because it's my birthday. I get it. But it definitely feels like they do less.
How would you know?
Because I've been for my birthday before.
You never wear the pin.
I don't. You're right. The boys did get... actually, you know what? When we ate at the Polynesian, the woman brought us a shit ton of cupcakes. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Nobody wore the pins this last time we went.
Yeah.
You can't say they don't do anything when nobody knows it's their birthday.
Don't wear the pins. Yeah. That's true.
That's my only issue is I don't like wearing the pins where they, like, tear our shirts.
Right.
So I need to find, like, something to wear the pin on. Yeah. Or just get birthday shirts every single day.
I used to just wear it on my backpack, but now that we have lounge flies, I don't want to ruin the lounge fly.
It doesn't really... I wore a fanny pack last time. I don't think it would fit in the lounge fly strap.
Yeah, that's true. It's too thick.
I was going to get like a lanyard or something to wear it on, but I don't know. We'll figure it out by my next birthday.
Your this coming birthday? I feel like that drink was strategically placed. You heard it here first, folks. Going to Disney for Gabby's birthday. Let's go!
What's the next thing on your list?
We always do a monorail loop. We always get on the monorail, hit every resort on the monorail loop, walk through the gift shops, kind of walk around the property, let the kids run, take in the sights, go see something we've never seen before, have a drink, have a snack. One time at every resort on the monorail loop. So you're talking, get on a TTC, ride to the Grand Floridian, get off, walk around the gift shop, find some
Grand Floridian. Get off of the Grand Floridian this time.
It's so boring.
I feel like that's the least boring. We just didn't get off because we had your mom and Landon.
That's true. But then we'd go over to the Contemporary, get off, have a snack, have a drink, go walk the gift shops, maybe walk out onto the balcony, look at Magic Kingdom, do some stuff like that, get back on the monorail, ride over to Polynesian, do the same thing over and over again. It's a good time killer. You get to see things that, I mean, you don't normally get to see at these resorts, and you kind of just get to take all the sights and sounds in.
It's a good rainy day activity, too.
It is. We had Disney Springs planned for a day, and we scrapped the whole thing and did that instead because we would have been inside all day. Gabrielle?
Sorry.
You keep taking drinks. No, it's okay.
You can't fill the air while I take a drink?
I don't know how.
I also had resort hopping on my list, but I feel like it was more like all the resorts, not just a monorail loop. Because, yeah, we do a monorail loop typically. This last time we didn't really do a full loop. We just kind of got on.
We hemmed and hawed.
Yeah. We were just, whatever, killing time, I guess. I don't know what we're doing. But, yeah, we usually do some form of resort hopping and checking out some resorts. I like to check out, I don't know, I feel like we only ever check out the resort, the monorail loop, or the Skyliner resorts.
Yeah,
like, I've never. Don't interrupt me. I've never seen the resorts outside of like those ones or like the random ones we've had reservations at, like the Wilderness Lodge or the I don't know whatever one Hoopty Doo's at. And
Wilderness.
I thought that, but I didn't. And then Animal Kingdom Lodge, that one time we were there for our Sanaa reservation. Like, yeah. This is why I've never gotten my beignets.
I offered to get you beignets last time and you said no.
This was on our rainy day when we had your mom and Landon. You wanted to haul all six of us and our two strollers in our wheelchair all the way across in the rain to get some beignets for just me.
Oh no, I would have eaten them. My mom would have eaten them, too.
But I would have felt like a piece of crap if I made all of us get on and off and on and off and on and off buses and monorails and whatever it would have taken to get us there.
Meh, you'll be right. I do want to hit both Port Orleans next time and Coronado, because I have only been to Coronado once, and I walked around the gift shop for like 2 seconds, saw the dining, and walked out.
I've been there. It's not that fun.
Well, they have that new tower, too, that I want to see, which is very pretty. So, that can be on the list for your birthday. The last thing I have that Gabrielle hasn't mentioned, and I know it's the last thing on her list, so we can kind of wrap her up with this one, is we always get a Christmas ornament. We waited until the literal last minute of our trip this time to get the ornament, and typically we'll find an ornament that has the year on it or some type of significance to our trip and what we're doing. This year we literally just got a Star Wars Pride ornament, because I thought it would look cool. It was either that or Avengers, so I picked Star Wars because it looked cool.
Well, I feel like we tried. What were we looking for? Looking for something like were we looking for Test Track?
Yes, because the boys love Test Track.
We tried to find something that like the boys really liked, and like they did not have one at the Christmas store in Disney Springs.
Mm-mm.
And yeah, it just wasn't happening. That's where we usually get our Christmas ornament. And like every single time we got like, we have a Pop Century one. We have just some mini ears, depending on like if we fly or drive, is kind of dependent on which ears we get. We have just like the soft mini ears whenever we flew, or we have the Pop Century one. We have another resort one.
The Test Track one. It's $35 on eBay, in case you're curious.
It's too late now. Yeah. I can't see what other. What's the other resort one we have? I would imagine it was the All-Stars. Is that? That's not. No, it would be Caribbean Beach.
Yeah. I feel like we got a Pop one and we got a Polynesian one, because we got engaged at the Polynesian.
I don't think so. I think it's Caribbian Beach.
Could be. I love Caribbean Beach. Wrong.
I don't.
I'm gonna go.
That find can't them. Be all of them we got.
We've gotten ears. I think we got ears instead of Caribbean Beach, just so we knew that it would travel safely.
Girl, I will prove you wrong right now.
Do it. We have our Christmas decorations up. Here's where we break the news to you. Like we said, we're redoing our living room, and it was either buy expensive decor for our living room or just put out our Christmas decorations, and we chose Christmas decorations. So the tree went up. Both trees went up. Our Christmas decor is out as we finish decorating our living room, and now apparently Gabrielle's going to prove me wrong, so that's exciting. Yeah, I don't really think we have any other, like, traditions. I tried to think of, like, ride traditions we have, but we really don't have any, like, ride traditions. We just ride whatever's convenient when it's convenient for all of us. Like, I'd like to say that we rope drop a certain ride every morning, but I think the only rides that we truly rope drop is, like, the big hitters at every park, so it doesn't really matter. This search is taking a long time. Gabrielle, have you found it yet?
Oh, I feel like
I hear the clinks getting closer.
I know. I tried to collect all of them. I only have 4 in my hand, and I feel like there should be more. No. But I mean, I guess we've only been together 4 years. This would be 5.
We didn't get one when we went for Christmas that 1 year.
We've gotten one.
Sam Merrill says their family always does Space Ranger Spin, and it's always a competition. Yeah, I think that's one that we always do. We also do Toy Story Midway Mania as a competition. It never ends well. Me and Gabrielle end up pissed off at each other, but it does happen.
I feel like I'm just bad at those games.
You're very bad at Space Ranger Spin.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that one. Kaiser, absolutely amazing at it.
I don't know how.
I wish. I don't know if I can find the picture. I want to show the world how.
Let me see if I can find it.
Ashley and Katie went to
Space Mountain.
Yeah, you guys were playing Space Mountain, and me and Kaiser and Eli went to go ride Buzz. Look, this kid, 702,000 by himself. Like, off the bat, he just, this, he's five. He was five. Just off the bat, he killed it.
That is more than I've
ever got. Okay,
I got you Galactic Hero once.
Yeah, because also because the ride broke down, like, right in front of something. This is the one we got this year. Our
Star Wars Pride pin. Ornament.
Yeah, our Star Wars Pride one. So this is the one that we were arguing about, I think. Pop Century. We got Pop.
No, I knew we had that one.
For our engagement.
We stayed at Pop when we got engaged. We did not get engaged at the Pop. But that's where we were staying, so we got that one.
See, why would we get a Polynesian one then?
Because we got engaged at the Polynesian.
When did we get this one? See, I would think we got this one when we went for Christmas.
I guess we might have. I just don't remember. What's the other one you have? You said you have four. Oh, the mini years one?
We got this one that we didn't even take the tags off of because we're classy.
Yes!
The tag is still on there.
We could have gotten that one when we went with the boys.
I think to see my mom. This one for our honeymoon. Because it's when we flew. We flew for our honeymoon, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we got this when we flew because we didn't want it to break in the luggage.
Right, yep. That's what I was saying. We didn't get a Caribbean Beach one. We just got the ears. Which I'm glad. The ear ornaments are cute. I really want the Starbucks mug ornaments, too.
I feel like there should be a fifth one, and I'm gonna find it.
Okay. My mom got us one with, like, Chip and Dale on it. It broke. But we had that one, too. Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of, like, other ones up there. But I know they're not, like, Disney Park ones.
Yeah. For sure. All right, Gabrielle, do you have any other traditions you'd like to discuss with the people?
Yeah, the one where I lose at Space Ranger Spin and Toy Story Mania every single time.
Well, be better. I'm sorry.
There was that one time where I beat you at Toy Story Mania, though.
Yeah, you. That was a high for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's never going to be like that again, though.
That's fine.
All right, folks, this has been it for our traditions that we have at Walt Disney World. Tell us about your traditions. What do you do? How do you do it? When do you do it? We love hearing from you guys, and we are more than willing to discuss your trips, our trips, and Walt Disney World in general. So interact with us. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, at Skyline Reviews. I hope you all have a wonderful week. You will probably hear from us on Thursday. Gabrielle, thanks for joining me. Look at your what?
There's Jarvis.
That's baby Jar.
It's his first Christmas.
Aww.
It's actually his second, but it's his first with us.
Yep. The baby Jar. All right. I'm coming out there to probably scoop up baby Jar and hold him like a baby. Everybody, have a good night, have a good week, and we will see you in a couple days. What am I doing? Right there. That's what I needed.